You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Okay, so this is Lynn LeMaster, and I'm with Prescott eNews and all the other eNews sites, too, of course, Chino Valley eNews, Prescott Valley eNews, and our state site, eNewsAZ. And I'm here with San Martin Rodriguez, who is of the Prescott Night Out fame. And San Martin, why don't you tell us about what's happening?
All right. Well, thank you for the great introduction. I can't follow up with all that. You got a lot of things going on there. But yes, I am San Martin Rodriguez, the infamous man that has been behind the Prescott Night Out little thing that has been blowing up in Prescott, Arizona, in the surrounding areas. But the biggest part of this whole deal right now is teaming up with you. And being a part of the Prescott eNews crowd and group is going to be probably the biggest step that I've done in several years. So I'm looking forward to it. As far as like the vision that we are looking for is to basically cover the entertainment sector of basically all the surrounding neighborhoods, surrounding cities, and also try to gain relationships amongst everybody.
Well, and that's great because, you know, Prescott eNews is known for news. And we've been covering now for 11 years in the Quad City area. But sometimes we have time limitations, as you can imagine. And so we can't always get to the events. And it's going to be so exciting for us to have that new events aspect to our websites and for the community too.
Yes. I 100% agree, and I'm glad that you actually noticed that. I noticed it several years ago, acknowledging that, you know, one of the cool things that a lot of people talk about is retirement here and move here and et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like we're kind of like moving too fast with the moving in, and we're not having anything to go ahead and provide for our citizens of Prescott and surrounding areas. So this is where it comes into play, where we deal with a lot of the local events, venues, such as Prescott Valley Event Center, Elks Theater, Yavapai College, Entertainment, is it Entertainment Hall, or what is it called? Entertainment, what's it called? Yavapai College.
Performing
arts. There we go. And these are people that are wanting to get the word out. And what better way to do but to team up with Prescott eNews and Prescott Night Out?
Well, so let's talk about some of the types of things you're going to be covering. Is there a limit on it? Are you only going to cover, say, events that would be of interest to the 35 and under crowd, or are you talking about events that are of interest to the entire community as a whole?
Yes, we are definitely 100% going to go ahead and cover all of the entertainment that will have to deal with the youngest all the way to the oldest. And the only reason why is because they're all a part of our community. And in our community, we have, you know, different genres of people, different thoughts, different ideas. And it's just like you going in and trying to find a can of ragu. You're not going to find the simple old recipe. You're going to find a bunch of different recipes that everybody's going to have a flavor fill on it. So I want to cover everything as much as I can possible. So whether it be big shows, small shows, mediocre shows, I mean, shoot, we'll even cover a birthday party.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And there's probably going to be some sporting events that are in there also.
Yes.
And if anybody has events that they want to let us know about, then they can just send an email to either editor@enewsaz.com or to events@enewsaz.com. And in the meantime, we're going to be out there. We're going to do our best to get all these events covered and at least let you know that they're upcoming. And one of the ways we're going to do that, San Martin, is you are going to be starting a podcast.
Yes.
For weekly events.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and start interviewing everything and everybody that is doing whatever event, we want to go ahead and get in contact with every one of them. We want to basically do, you know, cover stories if we can. Like, for instance, this airs for this coming weekend on our time. There's that Big Sky show at the Prescott Valley Event Center. There's obviously a bunch of stuff going on in our local area, but that's kind of one of the bigger ones as far as a big old huge show. We would like to interview those guys out there, so we're going to get in contact with them as soon as possible.
And of course, too, there's the Yavapai County Fair that's taking place starting today through the rest of the weekend, and that's a great event for the entire family. An entire family of six people can actually go for $16 and not spend any more money once they're there. So that's another great event that we'll be featuring not only through today's podcast, but also through our social media pages and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, a full range of coverage on both the websites and social media.
Yes, yes, I can't wait. This is going to be an exciting deal. I'm really, really looking forward to this. I've been actually waiting a few weeks to go ahead and expose myself to the whole community and let them know what kind of decisions I've made in my life to go ahead and better myself. And what better way to do it with a new podcast that is going to be brought to you. We haven't really named the podcast yet, but I bet we're going to have a pretty cool name that's really catchy. That's all going to be exposed on PrescottEnews.com. And yeah, you're going to find it there first, and this is where it's going to happen. This is where it starts today, Lynn. I hope you're ready for me.
Okay, I think we are ready for you. But and so I hope our audience will stay tuned and be ready for some great, exciting events that are coming up.
Yes, yes. Don't forget to go ahead and look up PrescottEnews.com, PrescottNightOut.com. Will also be inside of Prescott E News. Prescott E News will be inside of Prescott Night Out as far as web pages. Yeah, follow us. We're going to be online. You can follow see us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Aligned. And we'll probably start our own little social media somewhere.
Who knows? We're also on Pinterest from time to time.
Oh, there we go. Pinterest. We got Pinterest going, guys.
So there we go. So thanks for listening. And we're very excited about this announcement and look for more in the future. Very short future.
Thank you. I'm looking very forward to this.